Man here at the American Freedom Network, and it should be quite obvious to most Americans that something is seriously wrong in America. I mean, we're involved in a war on terrorism. The terrorists threaten our people. We're fighting in Baghdad because if we don't fight those wicked terrorists over in Baghdad, we're going to have to fight them on the streets of New York, so said President Bush. And yet, for over 5 years, the president has done everything he could to block building a fence along our southern border. They've continued a program of catch and release. In other words, you catch people from Islamic countries, or really any country, sneaking across the border. And remember, we only catch maybe one in four. But we do catch them, and what do we do with them? They're Islamic Muslim people from terrorist countries. What do we do with them? Why, we simply hold them overnight, give them a good breakfast, tell them to come back in a month or two for a deportation hearing, and you'd never imagine what happens. Can you imagine these people who violated our laws and snuck into our country, and they are potential terrorists from other countries, Muslim countries, don't come back for the deportation hearings any more than do any of the other people who are sneaking into our country across our border? Why would you have a catch-and-release program? Oh, recently, Chertoff, Michael Chertoff, says he suspended that program, but it lasted for almost 5 years. What's this really all about? It doesn't make any sense. Well, with us this morning is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and he makes a lot of sense out of it. Dr. Corsi has written a great book called Minuteman. He wrote that along with Jim Gilchrist, and you want to get the book, you want to read it, you want to understand that there is a plan, and they were using the war on terrorism, the war over in Iraq as a great diversion, as we plan to lose our sovereignty here and merge America into the North American community, lose our sovereignty. Then, of course, as we this is simply a stepping stone to unifying the world, because that's what it's really all about. That is the basic underlying plan of the traitors in key positions who've sworn to uphold our Constitution and, of course, are plotting to destroy it. So with that as a background, Dr. Corsi has gotten some great new information under the Freedom of Information Act. Dr. Corsi, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Dr. Stan, it's a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
You picked the story up.
Well, you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. The book I wrote with Jim Gilchrist, Minuteman, is subtitled The Battle to Secure America's Borders. And it really is a battle, Dr. Stan. As like you point out, the borders are wide open. We show in the book that Hezbollah terrorists have gotten into the United States. We have indisputable proof for that. On pages 160 through 162, we document that some Hezbollah terrorists bribed Mexico consular officials in Beirut, and they got into the United States through the border with Mexico, paying their way to the corrupt Mexican officials. They set up shop in Dearborn, Michigan, and they were sending money back to Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon out of the mosques up in Dearborn, and they're in federal prison.
It's the most amazing thing, Jerome. We didn't hear about that. They didn't talk about that in the pages of our paper, all these terrorists, come in and violate our immigration laws. And but we're indebted to you for picking up the story.
Well, we show the names of the terrorists who are in prison. We footnote the federal arrest records, the federal trial records, and the conviction records. So it's indisputable. I mean, it's right there. Those terrorists are in federal prison today, and they got in through Mexico.
Gee, how could they keep that from the American people unless maybe the media is controlled?
Well, exactly, Dr. Stan. The media does not want the American people to know this. But we document that there are Hezbollah cells all through the United States. The FBI confirms it to us. Just like this MS-13, this drug-dealing El Salvadorian tattooed gang, the drug distribution system for the Mexico drug cartels. When we wrote the book, you'll see that the FBI said the MS-13 is in 3,000 American communities. 3,000 communities out of control.
Sure.
So this is not just people coming across the border that want to work. It's criminals, terrorists, people very dangerous to the security of the United States. And we show in the book that the reason we're not securing the borders is because President Bush has agreed to erase the border agreed that at a summit meeting in Waco, Texas. They went over to Baylor University, President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and then our Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin. And on March 23rd, 2005, they came out of that conference and had a press release and announced that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. This is no treaty. There was no law signed. Nothing was signed. It was just a press release declaring the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And Dr. Stan, that's turned out to be a major redeclaration of a status that should have been a treaty, because it's led to a whole series of working groups being created and a structure created that I'm calling a shadow government.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the president does not have the right to change the course of America. If he wants that right, he should amend the Constitution, which he's sworn to uphold. But any major decision of this sort should be left up to our duly elected representatives, and an agreement of this magnitude should require a treaty and two-thirds of the United States Senate, because then we could, of course, vote the senators out who'd betrayed America. But unfortunately, the president's gone ahead and done this unilaterally, and hasn't he really concealed this fact from the American people, from the Senate, from even most of our elected representatives, have no idea what's going on?
None at all, Dr. Stan, no idea whatsoever. What happened after this summit meeting and this declaration, press conference, Security and Prosperity Partnership, then suddenly in the Department of Commerce, we see a new section created, the SPP, or Security and Prosperity Partnership Office. It's spp.gov, sampeterpaul.gov. The listeners can go look at this website themselves. It's there. And if you click on the reports to the leaders in 2005 and 2006, you'll see that spp.gov has created 20 working groups. Now, these working groups is the same name they use in the European Union for bureaucrats getting together to make their own rules and their own laws. And these working groups include about every area you can think of. They draw from the Department of Transportation, Department of Energy, Homeland Security, Department of State, you name it. Every department is involved in a working group changing our laws in areas that range from everything you can think of, e-commerce, steel, textile, environment, energy, air travel in the United States and Mexico and Canada, border crossing, you name it. There's an SPP working group redefining our laws by executive fiat without going back to Congress. And it's a shadow government because it's like a new bureaucracy has been created. This is a bureaucracy that combines the United States, Mexico, and Canada already working and functioning fully today.
Well, we'll talk more about this when we get back here in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corson.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, with our guest this morning, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and Dr. Corsi has actually gotten from the government under the Freedom of Information Act a number of documents. Now, they kept back, I'm sure, the most important documents about all these working committees in the Commerce Department, but, you know, at least we're beginning to get some insight into how they're working. Remember, this is all being done with your tax money. I'm sure a lot of it coming from these bureaucracies. They have unlimited amounts of money to spend. After all, we're borrowing $3.5 billion every day, supposedly to finance the war in Iraq, the Great Diversion, and then, of course, to transform America here at home. Now, are these study groups working out of the Commerce Department, are they working with people from both Mexico and Canada as well, or are they all Americans?
They're working with Mexico and Canada, Dr. Stan. And you're right, we got 1,000 pages from SPP.gov, Department of Commerce, on a Freedom of Information Act request, and we've now posted those pages on MinutemanProject.com, the website MinutemanProject.com. You'll see the Freedom of Information Act pages. They're there, they're free, you can click on them, download them, read them, and they document. We have a lot of the lists of the U.S. bureaucrats, the Mexican counterparts of the Mexican bureaucracy, and the counterparts in the Canadian government bureaucracy. We have their names, their phone numbers, their emails, what department they work in, and which are the working groups that they're on. So you can see, Dr. Stan, that we have fully functioning shadow government, because, as it were, instead of just a U.S. Department of Transportation, we now have an SPP working group Department of Transportation that includes Mexico and Canada. And if you don't even believe that, take a look at the emails. We have hundreds of pages of emails in these documents. And so our bureaucrats, Department of Transportation, all the departments who are on these working groups, are now one-third of the recipients of these emails are the Canada government, and one-third of the bureaucrats in Mexico. So these are fully functioning shadow government departments that are making up their own laws, which are North American laws, and they're superseding the U.S. laws that our regular Department of Transportation thinks it's enforcing.
And, you know, it's so interesting. We've talked to Ashley Moat, who's a member of the European Parliament. And as he points out, he is elected as a member of the European Parliament. He said, but we have no power. I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, when we are open for debate, we can speak for 1 minute. That's all. Everybody is limited to 1 minute. What can you say in a minute? And doesn't matter even how the members of the European Parliament vote. There is a massive, invisible bureaucracy that is passing the laws to govern Europe. And, of course, this is what it's all about. It's about the imposition of tyranny. And as Thomas Paine said, tyranny, you know, like hell, is difficult to defeat. Tyranny, like hell, is difficult to defeat. Well, they've already defeated us. They have their tyranny in place. It is implementing laws that will affect everyone out there. And you think you have a representative government? You think you're going to change this when you go to Congress up to the polls, you know, next week and vote for the candidate that they're running, or you're going to use their electronic voting machines to change it? It's all a fraud. It's to give you the idea you really have a say, and you will not have a say until the people get involved and help us educate the American people. Well, what are some of the really interesting things? You mentioned you've got a 1,000 pages. You begin to see how all of this is interlocking. And as you tell the senators and congressmen about this, what's their response? My understanding is, of course, now that several congressmen have introduced legislation saying this has got to stop. How are the congressmen and senators saying, heck, we didn't even know this was happening if now, you know, they want us to stop this process?
Well, that's right. Four congressmen have introduced House Resolution 487.
487.
487. The congressmen are Virgil Good from Virginia, Tom Tancredo, congressman from Colorado, Ron Paul from Texas, and Walter Jones from North Carolina. And if you go to conservativeusa.org, which is a website from Howard Phillips, you'll see House Resolution 487. Howard Phillips and I and Phyllis Schlafly of the Eagle Forum held a press conference in Washington, D.C. last week, and we declared that we were going to support these four congressmen and House Resolution 487. It calls for there to be no NAFTA superhighways built, like this Trans-Texas Corridor that's going to be started next year, four football fields of new road built parallel to Interstate 35 from Laredo, Texas, all the way up through the heart of Texas to the border with Oklahoma. And the Resolution 487 calls for there to be no North American Union and for President Bush to come out and speak strongly on it. If the listeners go to conservativeusa.org, O-R-G, they can sign the petition that we have there, which will support 487 and demand that Congress speak out and declare that these North American Union is in the motions. The NAFTA superhighways are going to be built, and we declare we will not tolerate it. They have to stop.
But, of course, this whole thing is to circumvent the Constitution. In fact, you know, they can certainly come up with legislation saying, look, if guns are outlawed in Mexico and in Canada, why should you have the right to keep and bear arms? After all, this is a new era. We have to have this, you know, we have to have this North American community to fight terrorism. And, you know, it's all coming out, oh, this is about fighting terrorism. Wouldn't it be easier just to have the one border south of Mexico to defend rather than this long 2,000-mile border and so expensive to build a fence there? Why don't we just, we'll guard the southern border of Mexico. It's much shorter and the Mexicans will help us. And, you know, they have all the rationale, Dr. Corsi, and where is the outcry from the American people about the loss of our individual freedom based upon our God-given rights under our Constitution, not the Mexican Constitution, not the Canadian Constitution, the American Constitution.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. This is totally outside the Constitution. It's like a coup d'etat by the Bush administration. I guess it started with George H.W. Bush and then Bill Clinton passing NAFTA, and now we're full-fledged into the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. Are these 1,000 pages that we got from the Freedom of Information Act request from spp.gov. If you take a look at MinutemanProject.com, you'll see that we have a report there on transportation and travelers, and you can document for yourself that there's going to be a trusted traveler and trusted trader program with biometric cards put in place by spp.gov in 2007. Now, this will mean that, you know, 100 million Mexicans, which is about all there are, if they want to go and get SPP.gov biometric cards from their Mexican SPP offices, they'll be able to, they won't be illegal immigrants anymore. There won't be any, because they can come across the border and swipe that biometrics card. They'll be a trusted traveler of North America, and they can enter the United States as easily as going through a grocery store checkout line and swiping a credit card through a credit card checkout machine.
I love that line of Jay Leno. He said, you know, they recently did a poll of Mexicans, and 70% of them said that they wanted to come to the United States, and the other 30% were already here.
That's right. Well, this is going to mean, this is why President Bush can sign a secure fence bill, because, first of all, the fence is only 700 miles on a 2,000-mile border. But, you know, if everybody in Mexico is going to get trusted traveler cards, what difference does it make? They won't want to walk through the desert anyway. They'll just go to the border and present at the border crossings their trusted traveler cards and say, I'm a North American. I have a right to be in America. I have a right to live there, a right to work there, and a right to draw benefits there. The only ones who will be testing the fence will be the criminal drug cartels and MS-13, and I'm sure they'll be able to find their ways around a 700 mile fence.
And why build a 700 mile fence out along a 2,000 mile border? I mean, how stupid do they think the American people are? Well, I think they really think they're very, very stupid. You know, they understand, you know, that if they pretend to be doing something, oh, my goodness, we're going to put up a fence. Well, but it could be, you know, simply an electronic fence. There is nothing that stipulates that they absolutely have to build the sort of fence that we anticipate they would have to keep people out. And
well,
my
right,
understanding
that's...
is they've already given a massive contract to Boeing.
Yes.
For an electronic fence? What's that all about?
Well, that's right. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security has made it clear it doesn't intend to build a physical fence. I wonder if we're going to get any physical fence built. The Homeland Security thinks we can do this all with space electronics. Well, that's ridiculous. It won't solve a problem. You won't get there fast enough, even if you know the people are coming across the border, to apprehend them. It doesn't work.
Well, but we could at least count them, you know. We might not be able to stop them, but we could count the number coming in,
right?
Because, you know, there's some people who think that there are probably already 30 million Mexicans in this country, illegal immigrants in this country, and that the government is deceiving us. Is there any basis for that?
Well, that's in the Minutemen, the Battle to Secure America's Borders. We analyze the statistics. We write a whole chapter, and we argue that, you know, the government intentionally is underestimating the number of illegal aliens here. The number is close to 30 million that are here. And the government doesn't have any direct way. They, you know, it's not politically correct to say, are you an illegal alien? So the methods they use to determine it in the census are completely, you know, error-prone. Many people don't even bother taking the census. Why would they take a census if they're illegally here? The whole thing is a fraud by the federal government to say there's not as many here as we all know are here. With wide open borders, there's just more coming every day.
And when the president says English should be the official language of this country, and you go to his website and you get the entire website in Spanish, why would the president say we should have English as the official language of America and then have his website available, and you can go to his website and check, there's a little area, and you can click on, you get the whole thing in Spanish. Why would he put it in Spanish if he wants English to be the language of America? He says he's a great patriot, you know, he's against amnesty, he just wants people who are here illegally to be able to stay and become citizens, but he's against amnesty. I think it's so hard for people in their own minds to be able to realize that sometimes people say things to deceive us.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, for people who thought that George Bush was a conservative and that we could just relax because we had somebody in place who was going to, you know, preserve, protect, and defend the United States in a war on terror, this is a great shock and disappointment. George Bush is just into public relations the same way Bill Clinton and his father, Bill, and George H.W. Bush was, George W. Bush's father. They'll say something so the American people go to sleep. Oh, we're just going to have a guest worker program. Well, that's just going to wave a magic wand, and the 30 million illegal aliens who were here are now suddenly guest workers. They're not going to go back to Mexico and apply for a guest worker status. They're not going to leave the country. Nobody's going to leave. And the idea that we need guest workers to begin with is ridiculous. We're inviting in a 21st century slave trade. We also argue that in the book. And the whole idea, you know, the Democrats think that they're going to get a new underclass that they can champion as their next voters on welfare, and the Republicans think that they'll, you know, get cheap labor, 21st century slave trade, the businesses can hire without paying taxes. The whole thing is going to destroy the American middle class. The American middle class has got to realize that three presidents in a row have lied to us, and the intention is to erase the border with Mexico because the globalists see, well, it's just, you know, open up America. If the Mexican goods aren't cheap enough, bring them in from Red China, slave goods. Open up the Mexican ports down in Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla. And Mexican trucks, Mexican trains, they can go through the border at Laredo with a Sentry electronic chip, like going through an easy pass. And in come the Mexican trucks with Chinese goods on their way up to the Kansas City Smart Port, where there's going to be a Mexican customs office, if you'll believe it, Dr. Stan, right in the heart of the United States in Kansas.
And, of course, the thing is that NAFTA, many of our factories moved into Mexico, but before long, they really couldn't compete effectively with China, and many of those plants have actually shifted their production, to China.
That's right. The maquiladoras that were up to 3 million people, the sweatshop factories on the border with Mexico, are now down to half of that. The jobs have gone to China.
We'll be right back here with Dr. Corsi and here at the American Freedom Network.
Women's tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
A Muslim republic under Sharia law, where everything will have to everything will be directed by the mullahs. We've done exactly there what we did in Iran back in 1979 when we replaced the Shah with the Ayatollah Khomeini, and now we've done the same thing in Iraq. We placed a secular dictatorship with an Islamic dictatorship, but of course we can't let the American people know. That's what our boys are dying for. Anybody wants to read the Iraqi Constitution, you can pull it down off the net. So, but let's get back to what's going on here in America, because I think it's so important. So, first of all, we're going to open up our lines at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And, Dr. Corsi, where can people go to get information that you've been talking about?
Well, Dr. Stan, they can go on some government websites. You can go to SPP.gov. That's SamPeterPaul.gov. That's the Security and Prosperity Partnership Office at the Department of Commerce. Click down on the Reports to the Leaders of 2005-2006. Read these working groups, the shadow government, where our bureaucrats are meeting with the bureaucrats in Mexico and Canada, and they're rewriting all of our laws to be North American laws, not U.S. laws. And these shadow bureaucratic groups are meeting and superseding already our own U.S. bureaucracy, because these working groups are changing the laws that our U.S. bureaucracy operated under. Go to KeepTexasMoving.com, KeepTexasMoving.com, which is a Texas Department of Commerce website, and you'll see the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is going to be the NAFTA Superhighway, the beginning of it, one of many that will be built. And this is going to come up starting next year. It's going to start at the border with Laredo, coming up right past Austin, past Dallas, to the border with Oklahoma, south of Oklahoma City. It'll eventually go up to Kansas City, where there's going to be a Mexican customs office. You can see that in the Kansas City Smart Ports website. And if you go on to MinutemanProject.com, you can see the 1,000 pages of the Freedom of Information Act that we got from SPP.gov, including all the lists of the U.S., Mexican, and Canadian bureaucrats who are participating in this shadow government on these working group, you know, trilateral administrative departments. And you can also see the emails and the working papers they're producing. They did not give us the new agreements and the many memorandum of understanding that are referred to. They didn't give us those. But, you know, they're withholding those, yet secret from the American people. But you can see their emails, where they're sharing emails with Mexico and Canada, the bureaucrats in all three nations working together as if they were one country already. And you can also go to NASCO Corridor, N-A-S-C-O Corridor.com, which is a trade organization that has drawn a picture of this NASCO Superhighway. NASCO stands for North American Super Corridor Coalition. And NASCO wants these NAFTA routes to be established all through the United States. They're championing the one parallel to Interstate 35. And next time, I'm going to give you one more website if everybody's got their pencils. It's conservativeusa.org. Conservativeusa.org. Howard Phillips' website for the Conservative Caucus. In the middle there, you can see this Resolution 487, which four congressmen have introduced to block the NAFTA superhighways. And there's a petition down there to sign to support Congressman Good of Virginia, Tancredo of Colorado, Ron Paul of Texas, and Walter Jones of North Carolina to have a resolution in the House of Representatives that blocks the creation of a North American Union like a European Union, and that blocks the NAFTA superhighways.
Well, what sort of response did you get to your press conference last week?
Well, we had a number of the press who were there. Lou Dobbs did film it, and it was on the Lou Dobbs Show on Friday. Of course, all the mainstream media stayed away. No New York Times, no coverage in the press, no ABC, not even Fox was there.
Well, that just goes to show the control there is. All of these dedicated to the destruction of America, controlled by people who hate American freedom, they believe in rule by an elitist, and that's what this is really all about. It is rule by an elite that control the bureaucracy. And that's really what's so frightening. If the American people can't get the truth, how will we get the information out across this country?
Well, that's where, Dr. Stan, great shows like yours are so important, where we have the Internet. I've been writing extensively on humanevents.com, and worldnetdaily.com. Articles, if you just search my name, C-O-R-S-I, Corsi, you'll see the articles. You can read them. The book, Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders with Jim Gilchrist, it's out on Amazon.com, in bookstores. You can see again why this Security and Prosperity Partnership, President Bush evidently agreed in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005 to erase the borders. It's why we have these trusted traveler and trusted trader programs being put in by SPP.gov. It's the borders being erased. The president is lying. And the 700-mile fence will probably either never get built or it'll be an electronic fence when they do build it.
And I think it's so very important that people get involved. Now, what are the chances of getting congressional hearings? We know the four congressmen have put forward this bill. Are they getting any support from the other members of Congress? Are they afraid to take a stand against the establishment?
It's beginning, Dr. Sand. I think it's still, you're going to get a lot of congressmen denying they know anything about it. I think a few will support it, but most are going to be afraid to even acknowledge it exists. You know, and of course, the congressmen, with this road going into Texas, Cintra in Spain, the Spanish investment consortium owned by Juan Carlos, the ruling family of Spain, they're going to put $200 billion in to build the Trans-Texas Corridor. Well, that $200 million is not even 1%. So you can see that all the politicians, including Governor Perry in Texas, have been well-heeled from Cintra and Zachary, the construction company's campaign contributions. They're just virtually bribes. With all this money around and politicians who you know, work for the almighty dollar, there'll be a lot of politicians who get bought off by SPP.gov.
And I think that people have to realize that they're turning this massive American highway over to the Spanish, and they're going to own that. And, of course, Juan Carlos, the king of Spain, ties into the other royal families of Europe that tie into all these things that we've been talking about for
That's
such
right.
a long period of time, into the Dutch royal family,
exactly.
Royal Dutch Shell, into the English royal family that's petroleum.
And all these things are just going on right now, and the American people don't know anything about it. That's the problem. That's the problem, Stan. You know, Dr. Stan, it's the American people need to wake up.
And that's your job, ladies and gentlemen. Your job is give us a call, 970-689-8255, here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
and here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Jerome Corsi. And we do carry the book, Minuteman. We have four tape sets on the immigration and this whole subject. You need to get the information. You need to get this out across America. You need to go to the websites, and you need to get people to understand that while our attention is focused on what's going on in Afghanistan and Iraq, and our boys were over there supposedly fighting for freedom, why we're losing our freedom here at home. Our number, 970-689-8255. One of the things I noticed in your writings, Dr. Corsi, is the agreements that are being made on Social Security so that, you know, the people can come in here illegally and they can get Social Security. Isn't that wonderful?
That's right, Dr. Sam. We're totalizing Social Security. That's the bureaucratic word for it. And it basically means that Mexicans can get U.S. Social Security. If you can believe it, they've never contributed into it, but that's okay. We're going to give it to them anyway.
Well, of course, we've got lots of money, and we have to maybe cut back on the amount we're giving to American citizens, but after all, don't we believe in equality? Well, who do we have calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Hi, Jerry. This is Neil from Boulder.
Hi, Neil. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, well, I just wanted to say that maybe you can mention to the audience about the very warm reception you got when you spoke at Columbia University.
Yes, that's a good question. As you know, when Jim Gilchrist and I and Marvin Stewart, who's on the board of the Minuteman Project, an African-American, we're trying to speak at Columbia University. Jim Gilchrist just took the stage. I was waiting in the wings. I was the third speaker. I was going to come out and read from the book, Minuteman. And the protesters in the audience rushed the stage, and they started a fist fight. And
well, I hope they arrested them, but I suppose they wouldn't do anything like that, would they?
I didn't see any police presence in the hall at all, and the security was non-existent. There was only a little barrier there, and the protesters jumped right over that, just kind of like a barrier you'd see at a movie theater to form a line. One of those barriers you detach from a pole and it's gone.
Well, now, then what happened after that?
Well, the protesters were on the stage. They were fighting.
Who were they fighting?
They're fighting the Minutemen. They were trying to attack Marvin Stewart and Jim Gilchrist.
I see.
I came on the stage. I was photographing the whole thing. And I helped Jim and Marvin get off stage. And we were ushered down to the green room downstairs by the students who had organized the event. I didn't see any police in the whole thing. And, the students, the protesters, whether they were students or not, who knows who they were, they just rushed the stage. They took over. It wasn't possible to continue the event.
Well, in other words, basically what we have is a system that is being permitted by our government. There will be nobody speaking out against this because this is official government policy. And, of course, this will be ramrodded through. And if we do not make the concessions, we're going to have anarchy in America.
Well,
I guess there's just absolutely no gratitude from the liberal left or the far left about all of the criticism that you're leveling at the Bush administration. How strange.
Well, they don't, they exactly. They don't care about that. What they want is illegal immigration.
And of course, what people have to understand is the radical left is financed by the people of great wealth in this country who finance the radical right, finance the radical left. Who finances this whole movement for illegal immigration? Why, the Ford Foundation, and our own government and the other great tax-exempt foundations. People of great wealth financing this effort to destroy America and to destroy our Constitution, and they're doing it with tax-exempt money. And where's the outcry from our conservative leaders? Well, I know that there was a write-up in the paper, but it didn't even mention who was there.
Well, that's right. And, the caller has a very good point, Dr. Stan. When I was writing Unfit for Command with John O'Neill, opposing John Kerry, they said we were Republican stooges. Well, I'm a conservative. I'm neither Republican or Democratic. Now that I'm opposing President Bush on legal immigration, the left is not noticing that because they don't want anybody to understand that illegal immigration is an invasion and it's uncontrolled by both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah,
this Kennedy-McCain bill both parties, with President Bush openly supporting it. I never thought I'd live to see a Kennedy piece of legislation that a Republican president would embrace, but I guess George Bush wants to erase the borders as fast as Ted Kennedy does.
Well, actually,
it's just a travesty. I just want to make one more comment. Have you had a chance to see Aaron Russo's film video America from Freedom to Fascism?
I got a copy of it this week and weekend, and I've just started watching about the first half of it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful film, and towards the end of it, as an addendum, actually, he put in a lot of information about the security prosperity plan, and he was very critical of it. So it's something you might want to get in touch with him on.
I will, and I was very impressed with the first part of the film, showing how the income tax, there's no law ever passed to require income tax to be paid, and the 16th Amendment did not get enough states actually to ratify it, but yet the government's been operating on it to create income tax system in the Federal Reserve. So I thought it was an extremely good movie, and I intend to finish watching it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your great work, Jerry. Have a good day.
Thank you, Neil.
Okay, who else do we have on the line?
My name is Jack, Dr. Corsi.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. I have all your wonderful books, and I have a quick question for you.
Well, thank you.
Tom Tancredo is the head of the House Immigration Reform Caucus, as you know.
Yes.
And I understand there's about 40 people who signed on to that, 40 congressmen and women. Yet there are only three other people assisting him with this House resolution that you just mentioned.
Right.
Do you have an explanation for that? Because one of the congresswomen who signed on is my congresswoman. I'm going to find out why she didn't sign on to this.
Which one is she?
Marilyn Musgrave.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to see. I don't know that the Congress coming back, the lame duck Congress, is going to do much. But I think the four congressmen intend to reintroduce 487 in the 110th Congress. And I'm going to work with Phyllis Schlafly. I've committed with Eagle Forum. I'm going to train the Eagle Forum leaders to go and knock on the doors of congressmen and senators, the 110th Congress.
Terrific.
God bless you. We're out of time. Thanks
much. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Doctor Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. We do carry the book, Minuteman. We carry a 4-tape set on immigration And then, of course, we carry the video, it's actually a DVD, The Conquest of Aslan, put about by our good friend Glenn Spencer. So you need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out. You need to go to those websites. You need to start telling people about it. And when they look at you and they say, that couldn't be true, why, you just say, well, you go to these websites, sbp.gov, and pull it down and understand they've got a section up there that says, why, there's nothing to worry about. And just ask him, why would they bother to put that up unless it was something to worry about and they were lying to us? It's like when President Bush landed on the carrier and they had a big flag up there. This was after we'd supposedly ended the war in Iraq, and it said, mission accomplished. And then the president sent Paul Bremer over, Paul Bremer from the Council on Foreign Relations and Kissinger's associates, and dissolved the Iraqi army and dissolved the Iraqi police force and dissolved the Iraqi civil service. What do you think would happen if we dissolved the police force and civil service in New York City and there wasn't any army there? You'd have chaos, of course. And that's exactly what they intended. And they refused to send adequate troops to do the job like the military wanted. And then they established an Islamic Republic. And they took away any hope of freedom for the Iraqi people. And your picture of what happened is a woman wearing a black shawl over her head, holding up an inked finger. And they control your reality. Understand what's going on and help us get the truth out. Well, right now, as you know, my ministry, Radio Liberty, we could certainly use your help. We hope some of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or simply subscribe to our newsletter. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, of course, you can go up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com and pull it down, or if you don't have access to the Internet, we'll be glad to send it to you if you give us a call. But it's important that you understand that behind everything going on, there is another master plan. You need to get our 4-tape set on the secret government and hear Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Quigley, tell about how his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, was suppressed, and about that emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid cap on the yellow seeing eye, and these crazy right-wingers claim it's the symbol of the Illuminati, and that symbol's been around for 6,000 years, said Professor Quigley, and he's absolutely right. It has been around for 6,000 years. So what's it doing on the back of our dollar bill? Well, Dr. George Bush has said, you know, and he ended his second inaugural address by saying, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, and he's got a couple of paragraph sentences there that confuse you, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the ancient hope? The new order of the ages. What is the new order of the ages? Novo Ordo Seclorum. What you'll see written down below the pyramid on the back of your dollar bill. The ancient plan to bring about a world government and to destroy belief in the God of the Bible. You need to get the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the video or DVD, 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour versions. Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. Under Siege, the story of what's going on today, put out by Joyce Riley. Pray for America. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah.